JD, I'm Jane Naylor. I'm head at Round Oak School. We're in Warwickshire, known as a broad spectrum special school. So we have a whole range of children across the full spectrum of disability, starting from quite profoundly disabled children to children who are perhaps quite bright and autistic and would take GCSEs. And every point on that continuum, really. I'd like to show you some of the photographs that we have around school, which will show you the amount of which we've used Snowball to get to activities. I'm really proud to say we always come back with the medals.
So Snowball provided you with a minibus.
Yes.
It was about £20,000.
Yeah.
And how valuable has that minibus been to your school?
Well, we wouldn't be able to do any of our trips and visits without the minibus, because obviously we'd have to buy coaches, buy fire funds for minibuses. And of course, there's the advantage of having it here parked on the drive, and we can go out when we need to. And also, of course, it's available at weekends, so we can take children for a weekend, for a weeks-long residential. Without that minibus, we just wouldn't be able to get anywhere. It's very difficult for a school the size of this to actually raise £20,000 ourselves.
It's a lot of money.
It's a huge amount of money. Therefore, it makes life so much easier. In fact, without it, we just couldn't do half of what we do. We are extremely privileged, really, in having a bus.
And getting those kids out, have you seen an improvement in their learning, because they're not stuck in the classroom,
yes,
like you're saying?
In their learning, in their life skills, in their social skills, in the way they react to each other, in their relationships, in their emotional development, across the board, absolutely.
And we have two of the students that come to the school who are just back from a trip and have used the Snowball minibus. Do you want to explain where you've been and what you've been up to?
We went to PGL. When we got there, like, did different kind of activities in, like, different groups. Canoeing, fencing, archery, high ropes and zip wire.
And whereabouts in the country did you go on the trip?
Shropshire.
And how long were you there for?
2 days and a half.
And what about the minibus? Is it a good minibus? Did it get you there in one piece?
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of stuff do you use the minibus for, apart from the trip that you've been on? Have you used the minibus any other times?
Well, going on, like, swimming or stuff like that.
And if you didn't have the minibus, how do you think you'd be able to manage, or wouldn't you be going on these trips?
No, because if we went on a trip, like, quite far away, we weren't able to get there or didn't have a chance to do anything without a minibus. And do PE, we go to tennis on a Friday morning, and we normally go on a bus there as well.
Right, OK. Well, where's the best place you've been so far while you've been at the school?
PGL, definitely, 100%.
Why PGL?
There was no one to boss you around.
Was it good to get away from the family and stuff as well?
Yeah.
Have you got any brothers or sisters or anything?
I got 3 sisters.
Wow. I had 3 sisters and I didn't like that living at home. So was it good to get away from them?
Yeah.